So one of the best pieces of journalism that came out of the New York Times in the year 2000 was about how race is lived in America today. And there was a great reporter who went to work in a pig factory where it was a butchery. And he was writing about what it was like to work in this butchery, butchering these pigs every day. And he didn't lie. He said, "My name is Rick Bragg." I think it was Rick Bragg. He said, "This is my name. This is my resume." But he just didn't put the New York Times on it. So he omitted one thing. And he got a job at this factory, and he worked there for about 3 months. And then he wrote a story about it. So if he had put New York Times on the resume, they wouldn't have given him the job. He would never have gotten the story. Was he lying? You think it's okay?
Sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
So I think in that instance, he did the right thing because he was able to get a great story. But he was kind of, his coworkers didn't know. His boss didn't know. He was pretending to be somebody else. And so sometimes you face these ethical dilemmas, and you have to, as a reporter, you have to know what the lines are, and always, always talk to your editor about it, because you can get in trouble. Different newspapers have different standards for what you're allowed to do, and the New York Times has a whole department that tells you what's okay and what's not okay. But it's a really good question. I think there are some things lines that can't be crossed, and you always seek advice if you aren't sure.